The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He accepts this act that we have performed in this these days of the month of Muharram to remember the sacrifice of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam. We ask Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam also to look upon this majlis and all those who have attended over these last nights with a favorable glance, that Abu Abdullah be our intercessor on the Day of Judgment, that we gathered to remember his tragedy. And we ask Abu Abdullah also to keep us and intercede for us in this dunya for our hajat. There are many people in our community who are going through many different difficulties. And we ask Allah to give us this opportunity again to continue to remember Abu Abdullah and the Ahlul Bayt. As we know that Karbala did not end on the 10th of Muharram. In actuality, the troubles, the difficulties, the sorrow and sadness upon the Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam continued not only until the day of Arba'een, but even until today they are being constantly attacked in the media. The Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam, and especially the master of the martyrs, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, is constantly being vilified by those who claim to follow Rasulullah. And so we ask Allah to give those who do not follow the Ahlul Bayt, we ask Allah to give them the wisdom and the understanding to truly look into Karbala and recognize that their salvation lies with accepting Abu Abdullah, with rejecting the killers of Abu Abdullah, and with rejecting those who have done their utmost to twist and to distort the meaning of Ashura. We ask Allah once again to forgive us our sins, to keep us all on the path of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad, and we ask Allah to hasten the return of our 12th Imam, Imam al-Hujjah, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif, and that we can improve in our faith and our practice and our conviction of this religion, such that when the Imam's advent takes place, that we can be worthy of being amongst his helpers and assistants, and those who can, just as the Shuhada of Karbala had to eventually, that we can also be ready to give whatever is needed to support the Imam of our time. Tonight, as I conclude on this evening, as we continue in the tragedy of Karbala, we remind ourselves, brothers and sisters, that the tragedy of Karbala, although it may have apparently seemingly ended on the day of the 10th of Muharram, on the day of Ashura, we know that Abu Abdullah alayhi salam, that he was martyred just before the end of the day. Last night on the Sham al-Ghariba, we mentioned the fact that after Abu Abdullah alayhi salam had been martyred, that the enemies, they did not even leave the body of Abu Abdullah alone on the plains of Karbala. We talked about the fact that on Sham al-Ghariba, on that night, before the 11th day of Muharram, that 11th night of Muharram, that in addition to decapitation of Abu Abdullah and the friends and family from the camp of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, that the enemies came and they looted the body of Abu Abdullah. They stole his shirt, they stole his shoes, they stole even the ring on his finger by severing the finger off of his hand. We mentioned how on that evening before the night of the 10th of Muharram began, that as Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam and Bibi Zainab alayhi salam are sitting in the tents, that Bibi Zainab hears the sound of something cracking, something breaking. And then she asks Imam al-Sajjad, what is that sound? What are those sounds I hear? Are those plates and cups and saucers being broken? And he retorts, he said, those are the ribs of my father, that those are the ribs of Abu Abdullah, that as those horses that obeyed that Umar ibn Sa'd Mal'un had ordered to crush the body of Abu Abdullah, that his ribs, his rib cage, his every bone in his body was being crushed under the hooves of those horses. But brothers and sisters, that was not the only ordeal. As that 10th of Muharram, the night concludes and the 11th day dawns, it's on the 11th day of Muharram that the tragedies for the Ahlul Bayt begin. We're told that in the morning of the 11th, on the morning of the 11th day of Muharram, in the year 61, that this is where Umar ibn Asad, la'anu ta'ala alayh, that he orders the head of Aba Abdullah. He tells one of the enemy soldiers, Khulid, to take the head of Aba Abdullah and take it towards Kufa. The other shuhada of Karbala have had their heads severed by now. All of these heads are also collected and they're supposed to be taken to the cursed Yazid. But this is not the end, because it's on the 11th of Muharram that after Umar ibn Asad takes account for all of his soldiers who had been killed, after they are given a decent burial, after they're given their last rites, that they begin to take the family of the Prophet, they begin to take the women and children, they begin to take Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, they take them through the plains of Karbala towards the city of Kufa. Some of the books of Maqtal mention that Umar ibn Asad did this on purpose, that he wanted Lady Zainab, he wanted Imam Sajjad, he wanted the women and children to see with what force that he did against the family of Aba Abdullah. Other historians say that no, that Lady Zainab and the family asked to go through the Qatlagah, through the desert, through the field of where the Shuhada were buried, to have that one last farewell with the family. Whatever the case may be, they leave the plains of Karbala after Dhuhr on the 11th of Muharram, and they make that 70-kilometer journey towards Kufa. For those of you who have been for that walk from Najaf to Karbala, you know that on that walk there are people serving food. There are people giving you water and tea and drinks all the way. There are people there to massage your feet. There are people there to give you somewhere to rest and sleep for the night. But can we imagine, brothers and sisters, after the tragedy of Karbala, after going through the pain, after going through the suffering, after going through the mental and physical anguish of these days, as the Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam are walking, they're on camels without any saddle. The women have had their outer coverings taken away from them. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, according to some narrations, has a collar around his neck, has cuffs on his arms and his legs, and he's not even on a camel, he's walking all the way from Karbala towards Kufa. And in that journey of what seems to be an infinity, but takes over one day to walk all the way from Karbala to Kufa, something that takes us maybe 3-4 days, that they were hastily taken from Karbala to Kufa. We're told that as they begin to enter into Kufa, the enemies have told the people of Kufa that get ready to welcome a group of people who have gone against the Khalifa. They've decorated the city. They made it into a festival, a celebration. And as the people are watching, as the people are looking on at who are these people coming into the city of Kufa, they recognize that these are not rebels, that these are not people who have gone against the Khalifa. These are not some people who are enemies of the state, that this is Ali Muhammad. This is Imam Zainul Abideen. This is Lady Zainab alayha salam, the same Zainab, the daughter of Imam Ali, who would be giving women lectures of Tafsir of the Quran in Kufa. These are the same women of the Ahlul Bayt that spent years in Kufa under Amir al-Mu'mineen. And now, rather than being welcomed as the leaders and the kings of this community, they are being brought through the streets of Kufa. They're being paraded. They're being shown as being enemies of the state. They're being shown as people that when you go against the Khalifa, that this is the outcome, that this is what happens to you when you go against the government of your time. وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلِبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ.
Oh, Hussein, you live forever in our hearts and in our minds. I swear to Allah, unto my last breath, I will remember to Allah. Whenever I face troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call back every time. Oh, Hussein, you're the love of my heart. You are the light of my eyes. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.